Hello, I'm Steve Ashley. Welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. I was putting together a random selection of music for today's show, and I noticed that six of the eight selections were from artists with first names beginning with J. A quick rethink of the other two numbers, and presto, all the artists' names start with J. John Atwell opens with Who, from the pen of Jerome Kern in 1925. John Atwell and the Wurlitzer Hybrid in Adelaide's Capri Theatre from a CD he issued in 1995. John is a fairly frequent visitor to the UK, and he's back in the latter half of 2019 to play a concert tour. On to another John, a long-time resident of the Brighton area. This is John Mann with the theme from A Summer Place, recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Bertie Fenn collection, Pinchbeck, Lincolnshire. Thank you. one of Max Steiner's great film themes, A Summer Place, a 1959 Warner Brothers release starring Richard Egan and Dorothy McGuire. Going back to the heyday of film music, Mort Dixon and Ali Rubel's Pop Goes Your Heart was introduced in a 1934 First National picture, Happiness Ahead. Jim Riggs included the song on his final CD released in 2013, featuring the Small Wurlitzer in Macy's Greek Hall in Philadelphia. Goes Your Heart, Jim Riggs and Macy's Greek Hall Wurlitzer, and of course Macy's was the former Wanamaker's. Regrettably, Jim has retired from professional playing due to ill health, a great loss to the theatre organ world. Much of Jim's style was modelled on another great artist, the late Jim Rosevear, who in turn was heavily influenced by the arrangements of Jesse Crawford. Jim Rosevear released all too few commercial recordings, so I'm delighted to have a number of his concert performances in my library. This is Miss You, composed by the Tobias brothers, Charles, Harry and Henry, in 1929, sourced from a concert that Jim played on the Wurlitzer in the Oriental Theatre, Portland, Oregon. Relicario by Spanish composer José Padilla. Jelani Ennington and the Robert Morton, that until fairly recently was in the home of the Vandermolens in Wheaton, Illinois. That was a track from the 2008 edition of the Pipe Organ Extravaganza series, based in Joliet, Illinois, which ran annually at Easter until 2012. Some of you may be familiar with the piano work of British pianist Joe Henderson. In 1952, Joe collaborated with music hall entertainer and lyricist Leslie Cerroni to write the Flirtation Waltz, which went on to success, paradoxically, with a recording by pianist Winifred Atwell. Here's another Joe, Joe Marsh, with his arrangement on the Compton Christie in Ossett Town Hall, Yorkshire. Thank you. Flirtation Waltz, Joe Marsh and the Ossett Compton Christie Hybrid. Back across the Atlantic, John Lauter hails from Detroit and has kindly sent me some privately recorded tracks on various organs in his area. This is a 1939 ballad composed by Jimmy Van Heusen and Eddie DeLange, Down That Dream, taped on the Barton in the Redford Theatre, Detroit in 2004. Close today's Hot Pipes. Here's a lively samba, originally featured by Carmen Miranda and the Xavier Cugat Orchestra in the 1948 film A Date with Judy. The organ is another Barton, this time in the Virginia Theatre, Alexandria. The organist is Jimmy Boyce, and the music, Quanto le gusta, which rather prosaically translates as How Much Do You Like It? Thank you. Quanta Ligusta with Jimmy Boyce and the Virginia Theatre Barton. To paraphrase the song, I hope you've enjoyed today's music and that you'll join me again next time at the same time for more from my library. Please do take a look and listen to my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find hundreds of my shows complete with full playlists for your on-demand entertainment. Until we meet again, it's goodbye from me, Steve Ashley.